Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For many people, winter is prime time to grab skis and hit the slopes, especially in the Sierra. But to do that, you need one critical thing. Snow, which is in short supply across California. Federal officials say the West is experiencing a snow drought, with the Sierra Nevada being one of the most severely impacted areas. And that deficit has led many resorts, including those in and around Tahoe, to delay their opening days or temporarily close until colder temperatures arrive and conditions improve. So we're going to check in with a local resort that's still waiting for a favor and a boost from Mother Nature to get their ski season underway. Sarah Sherman is with Sierra at Tahoe, that's located off Highway 50 just before Echo Summit, south of the lake, and she joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, paint a picture for us. What do conditions currently look like at the resort?
You know, right now out my window, it's very foggy and windy. You know, we've seen a little bit of rain this morning, which is never any ski resort person's favorite thing to say, but it's the honest answer. And between all of that, you know, we have some snow patches from the snowmaking we've done earlier this month, just waiting for Mother Nature to turn the temps a little bit colder and help us out on the mountain.
You know, the weather has just been tricky. You know, down here we have the Thule fog that just has not been going away. You go up into the foothills and there can be sunshine. And there's even been an inversion where it's like colder down in Tahoe than it is up at summits, right?
Yeah, it's been really funky to see. You know, I live down in South Lake Tahoe and it'll be, you know, high 20s, definitely below 30 at my house. And then I drive up Echo Summit, increase in elevation, which you think would mean it would get colder. And it's been about 10 degrees warmer up here. And so that inversion's really limited our ability to make snow consistently the past few weeks. But we've been doing everything we can when temps cooperate to supplement and make snow when we can.
How unusual is it to have an opening day delayed like this due to a lack of snowfall?
You know, at Sierra at Tahoe, we've always really relied on Mother Nature and natural snow to open. And so I've, you know, this is my third season working here. And when I first started here, we wouldn't even announce an opening date. We would just say, when the weather turns on, we will open. I think resorts feel pressure from their guests who want to plan their trips of when are you going to open? When are you going to open? And so we've tried, you know, guessing when it might be to give people a reference point. So we had hoped to open right after Thanksgiving, but that's always with all the asterisks of if we can. And we haven't been able to yet. I was looking through some of the data, and in the last 20 years, there's been five other seasons where we've hit this point of the season and, you know, been able to open, give or take a couple of days, but it's not completely abnormal to be mid-December and not open yet.
Yeah, and it's important to remind people that Sierra at Tahoe was severely damaged in the 2021 Caldor fire, reopened for the 2022-2023 season. I mean, what has recovery been like for the resort?
Recovery has been really incredible. I actually worked at Sierra before the fire and then left for a few years and came back this past season. And so for me, I came back to a completely transformed resort. You know, 255,000 acres burned during the Caldor fire. And we have created just such a strong partnership with the El Dorado County Resource Center, the U.S. Forest Service, and partners of this reclamation work. You know, the entire mountain is open and skiable again once we get open for the season, but it is a different experience. And it's been really interesting to see how operations have handled that, and really encouraging to see the Forest Service's participation. We've replanted 15,000 tree seedlings so far, and this next upcoming summer feels a world away, but next summer they plan to plant an additional 40,000 tree seedlings. So a lot of work going on here still in the off season to rebuild the natural environment.
Yeah, the fire burned, you know, roughly 80% of the resort. I mean, that, of course, is an economic impact to Sierra at Tahoe, coupled with, you know, this kind of tricky weather that you've been experiencing this season. I mean, I guess financially, economically, like, how is the resort doing? I mean, I know you would have loved to have been open over Thanksgiving.
We would have loved to be open over Thanksgiving. But you know, I think Sierra is just such a resilient place. The people that work here, the mountain itself, are so resilient. And seeing how they've come back from the Caldor fire, seeing the enthusiasm from the employees who, even after, you know, being closed for a season, once we reopened, they're like, I want to be there. I want to be part of this rebuilding process. It's been really incredible to see. And I think that's just how we are in all things that we do. And so, you know, we'd love to be open right now. From a personal perspective, I'm eager to start skiing and snowboarding. It's what I love to do. But also from an operational standpoint. But that being said, we're ready to go once the weather kicks in, and we're excited to welcome people up here when we can.
How does that impact staffing and having seasonal workers? I mean, do you still need to do recruitment?
We have done all of our recruiting, so everyone's kind of just on standby. You know, we have some staff that works year round, and, you know, we've been keeping people engaged how we can. We have an employee meal down in town tomorrow where everyone can get together and just kind of connect while we wait to open for the season. But everyone, you know, working in the ski industry, you come with an understanding of it's very conditions dependent when we open and when we close, and that's part of the gig.
Yeah, and there are a lot of resorts in California across the Sierra, and they're all different. I mean, you have these mega resorts that are really large and, you know, can open sooner. Sierra at Tahoe is run independently, I believe. How is Sierra at Tahoe unique compared to the other resorts in and around the Tahoe Basin?
Yeah, so we are independently owned. I think that gives us a lot of flexibility with our operations. You know, we're able to make decisions for our staff and how we want to handle that with them. We're able to be really nimble in our operations. And so I think we're really lucky to be able to have that flexibility. At the same time, we are an Icon Pass partner resort, which is an incredible thing for us to, you know, you get limited access to Sierra at Tahoe. If you're an Icon Pass holder, you can use some of your Icon Pass days here. So we're still an independent resort and have that flexibility, but also get to welcome new folks to the mountain. So I think it's a great thing for Sierra to have that duality. And, you know, it's really cool to, you know, being a smaller resort, you really feel like you know everyone you work with, and you get to see the impact you have on the guest every day.
Okay, so in the spirit of manifesting snow for Sierra Tahoe to open, if you had it your way, what is like that good snow that you would like that's ideal for skiing and snowboarding?
Yeah, so that is such a good question. For right now, what we're looking for, you know, I hunted down our mountain operations director the other day and I was like, let's talk snow. What do we need to open? And his answer was about 18 inches of snow to fall if it's good, dense base building snow. So you hear about, you know, like Utah dry powder snow. We don't want that right now. Right now, we want that denser snow. It doesn't compact into only 2 inches. We want it to really hold its shape and set up a strong base for the rest of the season. So that's what we're hoping for in this upcoming storm. But as a skier, once we have that nice strong base, then you want it to be the light, fluffy powder snow to ski through. So bit of both.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hope for that as well. And it's also just, it's not even technically winter yet. The winter solstice is on Sunday. And you know, you can ski up until spring if you get a miracle March. I know the holidays are great for ski resorts. You know, of course, the Thanksgiving holiday. You also have the holidays for the last couple weeks of December. But is that typically your peak time? Or do you still have like a good amount of the season left, like maybe in January or February, or even that miracle March if it happens?
Yeah, you know, no surprise, people love to ski during the holidays if they can, and we hope to be able to offer them some version of that in the next couple of weeks. We'll see again what the weather does, but you know, we see all throughout the winter and especially the other wintertime holidays a lot of excitement to ski and snowboard. And my personal favorite time to ski is spring. February and March are traditionally our snowiest months of the year. Looking through some of our data, there was a season, it was 2017, 2018. We had 7 inches of snow all December. We had over 200 inches of snow that March. And so spring is like prime time for me. I love it. You can get a ton of snow, do powder skiing, and then 3 days later get to ski in a t-shirt. Like that is the California ski dream.
Those like bluebird days, right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, exactly. So hope is not lost. I'm so excited for the rest of the season, and we'll keep operating into the spring as long as we can.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah Sherman is with Sierra at Tahoe Resort, and we've been talking about the current lack of snow in the Sierra and how this is impacting the resort's skiing season and opening day. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Andrew Garcia, senior producer Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.